Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
And the WBEN 7 First Alert forecast is coming up again. It looks like it's going to be a decent Memorial Day weekend. Decent, but not outstanding. Now it is time for the WBEN cash code word. And the cash code word is travel. Like, do you like to travel? Perhaps you'd like to travel downstate. Perhaps you'd like to travel to Gettysburg at some point. Travel is the word, T-R-A-V-E-L. T-R-A-V-E-L is the word, and that is the word you want to text to 72881, 72881. Way to get around that, Tom. Yeah, thank you. That was a very good verbal gymnastics. Travel is the word, and you text it to 72881, 72881. We're doing our annual Memorial Day commemoration of those who fell in battle for the United States of America while wearing the uniform of the United States of America. And before we go any further, one more time, because people enjoy this, because it really, you know, you hear about all of the people who died in World War II, and you can go over lists until your eyes get bleary. But this is the voice of somebody who actually did not make it home from World War II, and I'm familiar with the story. His name is, and this is courtesy of the Browning family. In fact, Joanne Browning is the baby referred to in this bit of audio. You'll hear from her dad, Richard Sansoni. Richard Sansoni was on board the USS Leopoldville on December 24th of 1944 when it was sunk by a German U-boat. And the story of Richard Sansoni is really amazing because he was a great swimmer. He learned to swim in the Niagara River. And what happened was he had made it completely 100% to safety, but Sansoni kept on diving back into the water to retrieve his mates to get, he saved probably about a dozen guys' lives before he, Richard Sansoni, succumbed to likely hypothermia. And this is a record he made, and he sent it off to his wife before he made that fateful trip and that fatal trip on the USS Leopoldville from the west side of Buffalo, New York. The voice of Richard Sansoni, one of those we should be thinking about this Memorial Day because he died in action in service to this country shortly after this was recorded.
Well, honey, here I am again. I told you I'd make more records to you. They had kind of a mix-up down here about making records, so I didn't make them for you for a while there. But I'm going to keep the work up. Well, as you see, my training is going pretty good, and I'm in very good condition. We've got one of the most toughest weeks coming up. I've told you in my letters that we're going to have village fighting with ball ammunition. That's regular bullets. And I'm going in through the infiltration course that's under machine gun fire. I don't want you to worry, for we've trained for this kind of work and we can do it. I'm going to make another record to you this afternoon, so if the time goes by and this record goes, well, I can talk to you on the next one. I love you very much and I miss you. And I think the pictures of the baby just come out beautiful. And I often wonder where I ever, or where the baby comes so beautiful. It really is. I just can't wait to get home and see her. Just take care of yourself and tell all the folks that I'm fine, and I'll be home soon.
And unfortunately, that trip home never came for Richard Sansone, nor did it come for, you might remember the name Mike Rosman. Mike Rosman was a great radio guy in Buffalo for many, many years, died in a tragic helicopter crash back in the 1990s. And Mike Rosman's dad was killed in Europe in battle against the Germans. And, you know, there are people walking around today, David, and we don't often think about this because World War II, of course, took place in black and white. It must have been the medieval era. But we have people who are alive and that we run into to this day who don't have a dad or might not have a mom anymore because the mom or the dad died in World War II in combat for the United States of America. And that always strikes me every time I will see Joanne Browning that, I mean, her dad was the guy on that record, and her dad made the ultimate sacrifice for the United States, and you won't find more patriotic people than the Brownings.
Well, you know, stationed in Germany for, you know, 3 years, I've met a whole lot of people that never had a father. I mean, that's they're as much as the sacrifice was made here, trust me, the enemy certainly had to deal with it tenfold. But it's the nature of war, and it's horrible. But again, when we have, and you would think, well, it's not just 50, 60, 70 years ago. We are celebrating the 75th anniversary of D-Day, which is coming up here in June. But there are how many Gold Star families in Western New York from Vietnam, Korea, the Forgotten War. We're losing those Korean vets every single day, just like World War II vets. How many people, by the way, fought in Korea and in World War II, which is almost, you know, it's Iraq, Afghanistan. Think about that. Korea, we even had guys that did World War II, Korea, and Vietnam.
Well, let's get back to the calls on WBEN because this is the reason we are commemorating them, and this is the reason for Memorial Day. It's more than just hot dogs and hamburgers. This is Christine in Tonawanda. Christine, you are on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Oh, good evening, gentlemen. I am always very moved by your Memorial Day program, and it's truly an inspiration to the entire community and a reminder that we should continue to safeguard our legacy. And I would like to bring to your attention two neighbors of mine from the Riverside Black Rock area. One, it was William Grabyars. Back in 1943, my father was a selective service doctor, and I was maybe around seven and cleaning out his waiting room, and in comes in this energetic young man, and it was early Saturday morning, and to get ready for World War II. And later on, my father says he didn't have to give him a pep talk at all. And this young man fought in Manila, Philippines, and he saw that his commander was being shot at by a Japanese tank. And so he did the ultimate sacrifice. He threw his body over that commander. And he got the Medal of Honor. And I remember his funeral down Hurdle Avenue, down LaForce and Hurdle Avenue, and they named a school after him on the very lot where he used to play baseball in the community. And I don't have his particulars, but I'm sure that you can look it up on the computer.
Sure. Give us the name again, and if you could spell the last name slowly, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, Grabyars is spelled G-R-A-B-I-A-R-Z.
And the first name?
Well, I think I'm pretty sure it's William. There's a school on the corner of Lawn and Military Road.
Found it already.
Good. Well, yes, he was the AmVets on Amherst and the Hurdle taxpayers made sure that they wanted.
From Buffalo, New York. He died February 23rd, 1945, 19 years of age.
Yes, yes.
Unbelievable.
Yes. Now, later on, he was just a recent graduate of Riverside High School at the time, so young.
Yeah.
And there was another one when I became a teacher. I had a young man come into Riverside High School called Bernard Hitro, H-I-T-R-O, and that was around 1968, and he was one of the first people killed in Vietnam. And he was he came in from as a junior. I had him in English class. He was very polite, very energetic, but he was a terror on the football field. In fact, by October of that year, they named a song after him, and they called him Mr. Touchdown. And he was one of the earliest ones killed in Vietnam by stepping on a landmine. So these people are truly an inspiration for us. Hitro is his last name.
Yep, we will get that up on Facebook just as soon as we're able to do. Thank you very much for the call.
This story of William Grabiars is really, really incredible. You know, considering how little time, I mean, this kid joined the military when he was 17 years of age, and by 19, he's, you know, he receives the Medal of Honor for really what appears to be one of the most, I mean, just absolutely incredible acts of selflessness. I mean, not only is he shielding his officer from fire, he knows that the fire is coming. It's one thing to say, well, he was standing there and he absorbed the fire, and, you know, he knowingly, willingly, and purposefully put himself in front of a machine gun, a Japanese machine gun in the Philippines. I mean,
That's
just incredible.
Amazing. And we've also found Bernard Hitro's listing. Actually, the name is spelled Hitro. And I do wonder if he's any relation to a young lady with whom my daughter played hockey many, many years ago. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. It is Lloyd in Buffalo. Lloyd, we just wanted to acknowledge the fact that you're on hold, and you will be our next caller on the air just to get you ready for that on WBEN. We're so captivated by some of these stories that sometimes we lose sight of the time and track of how the time is going. And the WBEN 7 First Alert forecast for tomorrow: warm and humid, showers and thunderstorms in the morning and again in the evening with a high of 77. Sunday, some sunshine, scattered showers in the southern tier, 71 the high. And then Monday, Memorial Day, sunny and mild with a high temperature of 70. Right now it is 63 at News Radio 930 WBEN. And now, after a false start, let's get to Lloyd on WBEN. Lloyd, you will be remembering whom on Memorial Day? Somebody who gave their life in battle for the United States.
Well, the lady before me just stole my thunder, but Bernie Hitro, Gary Fassel, Gary C. Fassel, and Frank World.
Frank World, we mentioned before, he was a Marine, correct?
Yes, I bounced him on my knee when he was young.
Wow.
He was a very dear friend, as his mother and his uncle.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but from my memory, World, he passed away later on in the war, right? That was like around 2008, 2009?
2010.
10, yeah. So that would have been right towards the end of the, almost when we were pulling out.
Yes. It was April 1st, 2010.
Was it an IED or?
Yeah, his vehicle was hit by IUD. He was killed, and I think four others were pretty messed up.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, we certainly are grateful for the call and grateful for the information and mostly grateful for the sacrifice all three men made. The second name you gave us was what?
Gary Fassel, Gary C. Fassel.
Can you spell that for us, the last name?
S-S-E-L.
Again, please?
F-A-S-S-E-L.
Okay, we'll try to track him down and make sure he's listed on our Facebook page as well. Thank you very, very much. And one of the reasons we do that is, you know, David, it's one thing to hear about some of the stories, but then when you start reading more in depth into what these guys did, absolutely amazing. I mean, acts of valor that seem beyond the pale of humanity.
Gary Fassel was the 98th Buffalo man to die in Vietnam. He was 20 years of age when he passed away on May 27th of 1969. He was killed when he was ambushed in the Central Highlands. He was in the 4th Infantry Division. I'm actually reading the article from the Buffalo News in 1969. Unbelievable.
And let's get back to the calls on WBEN. It is Jim in Lockport. Jim, you are on. Hello.
Hello, Tom and David. I'm going to talk about my youngest brother, Timothy Hannison. It was a Seahawk helicopter pilot. They were killed on September 30th, 1990, getting ready for Desert Storm. Now, he got into the pilot program on a special condition that they were looking for pilots, and he only had a two-year degree. And he went in, he had to have his knee operated on because he used to play hockey for the college. and he finally got in, and he would have had to finish his four-year degree after he finished flight school. Well, he ended up being second in his class and got to choose where he would go, and he chose San Diego, and he wanted to be a fighter pilot, but it was too hard to get the hours, so he changed to helicopter, and he says they're safer anyway. Well, they were the first ones killed in a Seahawk helicopter with maneuvers with the Canadian Navy when they crashed, and they never recovered the bodies. So he's forever gone.
So very, very sorry to hear that. Could you give us the name again and spell it slowly for me, please?
All right. Timothy Hanison, Hanusin.
Well, thank you very much. We will get that up on our Facebook page and give him the proper place in our little list here that we're building on WBEN. Thank you so much for the call, and we're very, very sorry about his loss. Yeah, go ahead.
I read his book, House to House, and he is a tremendous asset to this area in western New York. And that book, he gave a shout-out to the engineers. I was in Vietnam as an engineer battalion, and we really appreciate what he said in that book.
Well, that's very kind. You are the intellectual class of the combat arms, men and women.
All right, thanks, David.
There you are.
Thank you very much for the call, and again, our best to you on Memorial Day as we commemorate those who died in service, in action to the United States of America. Memorial Day 2019, we are at 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Powerly and Bellavia, News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. And let's get right back to the calls. Memorial Day 2019. And I want to bring aboard Ken Hamilton on WBEN. Ken is a regular guest with Sandy Beach. And Ken, can you just give us an update on the memorials that are going on and with which you are involved in Niagara Falls?
Yes, and Tom, thank you for having me call you in. And to David, we got to have you back up here again. You do great work.
I want to say something before we hear from Mr. Hamilton here. That memorial in Niagara Falls is the nicest thing. You won't see quality like that in Washington, D.C. That is an absolute gem in our backyard. And, Ken, you're amazing at all that you did to help provide for that thing.
Well, I appreciate the kind words. I did not work alone on this thing. There was a commission of nine of us, and to them goes much of the credit as to the architecture and everything. The thing that I think I did the best on is just fighting to make sure that we got the doggone thing. We sailors do things a little different than you ground pounders.
Well, I'll tell you, that marble, everything about it, I mean, you know, first of all, we forget Buffalo, Niagara Falls. We've had a ton of history. The guys that have served from our area, these Medal of Honor recipients from all the different wars. But my goodness gracious, that the quality of that, you feel like you're on hallowed soil when you walk up to that memorial.
I appreciate that. We have more than 400, and I think the number is about 475 folks from Niagara Falls who have given their lives to the cause of freedom since the, I think, the Spanish-American Wars when we started the list. And it might have gone back to the Civil War. I know we don't have any Spanish-American. And one of the things that I did is I took the population of the United States and divided it over the number of Medal of Honor winners that we had from Niagara Falls, and then did the same thing for the national, all of the Medal of Honor winners over the population of the United States. And we have a higher ratio of Medal of Honor winners in Niagara Falls than the nation on a whole.
That's incredible.
Outstanding was John P. Bobo. And what John P. Bobo was, and he has one of his monuments there. He was in Vietnam. I was in Vietnam, but many years later, and I was offshore. I was a sailor. But here's a man who, you know, he got the Congressional Medal of Honor.
1967.
He did.
Yeah, 1967 in Vietnam, John Bobo is, yeah. And you know the crazy thing is, you hear these names celebrated by the Marine Corps, and then you're like, wait a second, why is it Western New York celebrating that? Ken, why aren't we flying into a Jason Dunham Memorial Airport or a John Bobo Airport in Niagara Falls? Why don't we do more? We get all upset at Chick-fil-A, but why don't we have one of these heroes from Vietnam or World War II named after, you know, our airports or anything?
I don't know, but we did name a ship after John Dunham. Remember, he's from the Southern Interior.
Indeed,
that's right. Yeah, yeah. I'd like to see the Buffalo, Rochester, and Niagara Falls Airport named after one of these heroes from our past. Brings great pride to our region. You know, these these wars. Hopefully, you know, no one wants a war. But when you look at people from our own region that have done so much for all of us and really have gone forgotten, if it wasn't for what you people are doing in Niagara Falls, we would never hear the name John Bobo.
And that's probably true, but we have to also give kudos to the folks in Buffalo and Erie County for the Naval Park and the military park that they have there with the ships. And
Oh. And
they do a great job at honoring our veterans.
It's a very solemn walk down there and very, very, very well done, I might add. Ken Hamilton, I know you're a regular guest on Sandy Beach's show, so we want to thank you for calling in to Bowerly and Bellavia.
If I could just take another minute.
Absolutely.
Sergeant Meredith Frank Kern. He is the last Western New Yorker to return from the Korean War, and we're honoring him on this Memorial Day. His remains were returned as a result of the conversations that President Trump had with the president of North Vietnam, and his remains were returned. And so he will be buried in Arlington sometime in August of this year, but we're honoring him this year. His family is bringing 32 members of their family to Niagara Falls for the ceremony. They're all local. And Congressman Collins will be making a presentation there of a flag and a floral arrangement for the family. And it's a great family. They great sacrifice. Like Bobo, this man was a machinist, and he was in a last stand. He got killed when I'm not too familiar with military expressions, the grounders, but his platoon was overrun by the Chinese army. And it was the last stand of Fox Company is what he's known for. And that's Meredith, M-E-R-E-D-I-T-H.
Those men fought hundreds of thousands of Chi-Coms and the land waves and the hand-to-hand fighting, the trench warfare. You know, Ken, you've heard the stories of the machine guns melting, literally melting.
Oh, yeah.
Just incredible stuff.
Ken, how do we spell Meredith's last name?
It is K-E-I-R-N, K-E-I-R-N.
Well, we'll make sure that that goes up. And the ceremony is going to be when and where?
Tomorrow noon, Niagara Falls Boulevard at Hyde Park. And Niagara Falls Boulevard at that point is Pine Avenue. 12 o'clock, and we have a ceremony. It should be an hour long. If you plan on coming, bring your own chair because most of these are going to be reserved for family and Korean War veterans. And there will be refreshments served by the Sikh community of the city of Niagara Falls as well.
Very nice. Ken Hamilton, thanks very much for joining us. Glad you could.
Thank you very much, Tom. You take care now. You guys do a great job. You too, Tom, because you're always extolling the virtues of the military folks, and I appreciate that.
Well, for those of us who didn't serve, it is an honor to do so. Thank you very much.
Not too bad for a sailor, Ken.
Oh,
I missed him.
Let's go to Dave DiPietro on WBEN. Dave, you've got a story to tell us about Memorial Day that's very, very poignant.
Yeah, boy, oh boy. And thanks for you guys doing this. What a great service. On Memorial Day at 4 o'clock in front of the East Aurora Theater, which is right across from Vidler's, the iconic store, we are going to be unveiling the Vietnam Memorial bike that was built by Orange County Choppers, the TV show, and was funded by Salen's Hot Dog. Well, just so you know, the show aired in February, we got a call. I got a call about 3 days after the show aired initially, and it has become Discovery Channel's most watched show, that one of the Vietnam Wall bike. So I got a call. A lady calls me up, and she's crying, Tom. What we had done on the bike was we took three iconic photos from Time magazine in 1968, and one is where the medic is over the fallen soldier. And they painted it on the bike, and this one's on the gas can on the front, on the gas tank. She called up crying, said, "That's my dad."
Wow.
That's crazy.
And her dad's alive, and he's coming out on Monday. They're flying in from Boston, Massachusetts. She just happened to like the show and was watching it, and it was so emotional for her. I get emotional.
She's literally going to be there?
Yeah, she's going to be there.
Wow.
And listen to her dad's story. His platoon got wiped out taking one of the hills. He lost his arm. He's badly wounded. He's one of the only survivors. He crawls under a pile of dead bodies. And for 3 days, he lays there until the Viet Cong leave and the Americans fly in. Now, the Americans came in to pick up their wounded. As the choppers were landing, they were under fire. The first seven choppers that took off got shot down. His was the eighth. He got shot up, but they made it back. You're telling that.
I mean, this doesn't even it doesn't even sound like it's possible. And these are people where you're literally going to touch a person who's literally went through hell. They could be at Walmart. They could be at Tops buying chicken next to you. But these are folks that live amongst us. And the Vietnam vets, Dave, that's not the only thing that you're doing out there. Tell us about the big memorial wall that's going up.
Well, that's what this is part of. This is part of a grand scheme that the veterans have put together, and I've been working with them for 3 years. The traveling Vietnam Wall, there are two of them that travel the country, and you've probably seen them because they've come to Buffalo a couple times.
And they're hugely popular.
Hugely popular. Well, we, make a long story short, we have bought one, a brand new one. It's an 80% replica of the one in Washington, D.C., size-wise. So it's 300 feet long. And we're permanently placing it at Knox Farm State Park. Now, and that's going to be incredible. And this bike has been used, Orange County Choppers, to help fund this. And let me tell you something about this bike. When they started building this bike, and they've built thousands, right? This bike became so iconic, people were flying in. When they heard they were building a Vietnam Wall bike, veterans were flying in from around the country and going to Orange County Choppers asking to see it. And they did. And the people that were working there, and you see them on the show, they said they were so emotionally involved. Something took them over. On the bike, they superimposed, they painted a picture of a part of the wall, a little part of the wall. Well, the gentleman who painted it blew it up on his computer. And for 24 hours straight, this gentleman who worked on the bike etched in the names of the people on the wall with a razor blade.
Wow.
And so he could get all the names on there.
Dear
that
God.
Involved with making sure everything was done so perfectly.
I mean, you're really passionate about this, and you can obviously hear it. But, I just don't know if people understand that, you know, you don't have to go to Washington, D.C. anymore to pay your respects. As older as the Vietnam veteran gets, Dave, they're now going to be able to just pay their respects to their brothers and sisters right here in their backyard.
That's true. That's going to be so iconic and incredible. Can't wait.
Well, Dave DiPietro, thanks very much for the
Dave
call.
Dave DiPietro, I apologize for not addressing him by his title. Assemblyman DiPietro, thank you very much. A lot of hard work goes unnoticed, but not to the people that you're doing it for. They appreciate it, they acknowledge it, and they very much admire it. Thank you, Dave.
God bless all of them. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And, of course, that'll be right across from Vidler's, David put it, the iconic store in East Aurora, not that far away from Limelight Music.
Well, you know, there's really a lot of people question, what are we going to do with that park?
Right.
You know, it's got all these wonderful things, the Knox Farm, what do you do with it? This is about as good as it's going to get. Now, you saw a concert out there.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a beautiful area, wonderful piece of property, and they got the dogs running around now and all these different little places to visit. You can have a wedding there. now there's going to be a beautiful memorial to our Vietnam fallen.
And they're doing the concert again, I believe, this coming August, if I'm not mistaken, at Knox Farm State Park. It is 5:48 at News Radio 930 WBEN, Bowerly and Bellavia. Temperature of 70 at 62 degrees right now at News Radio 930 WBEN. And let's get back to the calls in order. Here is Bob in Orchard Park. Bob, you are on WBEN. Welcome.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You are commemorating whom on this Memorial Day?
My uncle, Arthur Wells.
Arthur Wells, what can you tell us about him?
Well, he had retired from the Navy, and he couldn't find work, so he went back. He was killed on the Oklahoma at Pearl Harbor.
No. Oh, that's incredible.
Oh, how long was he in Hawaii before Pearl Harbor?
I'm really not sure.
There's only, what, four of those vessels that actually went down? Was the Arizona, Oklahoma?
Not sure exactly how many there were, but...
I mean, but still, though, that's just a horrible... I mean, could you imagine being a part of... We've heard that story so much. The movies are made, stories... But to have someone that was actually a part of that history, it's just amazing.
Have you had a chance yourself to get to Pearl Harbor?
No, I haven't, but we buried him 3 years ago in June. They identified his body.
How were they able to do that? Did they do underwater excavation? How did that happen?
He had been buried in a grave with five others.
Wow.
And so, did the DNA. They used my cousin's DNA to identify.
Okay, so he must have been. Killed and then taken out of the actual vessel, and because of the burns, they weren't able to identify him.
Correct.
Wow.
Arthur Floyd Wells, is that correct?
That's correct.
Wow. Thank you very much. That's an amazing story. Thank you so much for telling it to us.
Poor guy.
Yeah, I mean, imagine that. Couldn't find work, goes back into the Navy after doing his hitch, and he ends up at Pearl Harbor. Here is Mary in West Seneca on WBEN. Mary, you are on. Welcome to the show. And who are we remembering?
My father's brother, Richard Berry.
You want to spell the last name for us?
Sure, Berry.
Tell us about Richard Berry and his sacrifice.
Well, I never knew him. He was gone. He left. He was deployed, or I don't even know if he was if he signed up, or I don't know how he went. But he was only gone a month, and he was gone. They didn't get his body back for a while. I grew up believing that he was missing in action, but then I found out most recently that they do have his body, and they were able to. Bury him. I'm not sure even where he is buried, but my grandmother, she was a Gold Star mother, and she dedicated the Korean Memorial downtown.
So this was the Korean War?
Yes, the Korean War.
Okay.
Yes. Wow. He was the oldest of five, I think, or six. The funny story I have of him and my father got on a tricycle. They lived in South Buffalo, and they tricycled. My father was standing on the back of Richard in a three-wheeler. Now, so they were about probably six and three, and they went all the way from South Buffalo, say around Kennefic, to Allentown.
Whoa.
Around the block.
Whoa.
Dusk.
Wow. So Richard Wallace Berry was a PFC that died while... captured by the enemy. He was a POW.
Right.
They never, as of when this was done in 2003, had not recovered his remains.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. But yeah, my grandmother, whenever you talked about him, it was like it happened yesterday.
I can imagine.
Understandable.
You know what was what was so tragic about this is that he actually was in captivity and the family was told that he was alive and he died in captivity and they never got a result. But he wasn't killed on the field of battle and they had no idea what the status was of their son until after the war.
Yeah.
That's just horrible. Horrible.
Yeah. And I was real young, and it wasn't really talked about a whole lot. But every chance I got with my kids in school and stuff, and there was, you know, as Memorial Day weekend came along, I would always remember Richard and let my grandmother know that he was remembered, and it meant the world to her. And
well,
she's looking down right now and listening.
Can certainly understand that, because those wounds, those scars never go away, and for all eternity she'll be, you know, she'll be thinking of him, and that love will remain. Thank you very, very much for the phone call. Appreciate it very much.
And just a follow on, a fellow prisoner that was with Barry was able to tell the family that he physically saw Barry pass away. There was no other record that he had died, where his body was, anything. You want to talk about not having closure. That has got to be the
terrible,
most difficult things in the world, to not even know.
And we have done our best to keep up on our Facebook page, Bowerly and Bellavia, with everybody who called in. We've tried to put everybody up who was mentioned on today's show. If there are any omissions, we deeply apologize for those, but we've done our best to keep track on News Radio 930 WBEN. Memorial Day, David, all I'm going to say is that people need to take at least some time on Memorial Day to pay homage to those who fell in battle, so that we might enjoy our day off with our family and our friends.
Amen.
It is Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.